Okay, so today we're diving into Her Name is Fuchsia
Okay.
by John Walker.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of a biography where the subject's life is compared to a flower?
I haven't. That's definitely different.
Yeah, that's what Walker does in this book. He kind of weaves the story of this woman with the story of a fuchsia flower.
Oh, wow. So it's like a metaphor then.
Exactly. As a metaphor, he uses the fuchsia to represent different aspects of her personality and her life experiences.
I see.
So it's not just like a list of facts about her life.
Right.
He's trying to capture something deeper, something about her essence.
Oh, that's interesting. So how does he actually like do that?
Well, he draws these really cool parallels between the flower and the woman.
Okay.
For example, he describes the fuchsia's blooms. They're super vibrant and cascading. And he compares them to the woman's energy and her joy.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just about physical appearance, right? He's looking for deeper connections.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah, that makes sense.
So it's more than just physical.
Yeah.
He also talks about how the fuchsia can survive, like in challenging conditions.
Right.
And he relates that to the woman's strength in the face of adversity.
So it's like the flower is a symbol of her resilience.
Exactly. It's like this delicate flower, but it has this incredible strength. And he sees that same strength in the woman.
I see. Okay.
But what about when the book talks about her struggles?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody has struggles.
Yeah, for sure.
Did she always have it easy? Or were there times when she really had to, like, dig deep and fight for what she wanted?
Good point. You know what? It's in those moments that the fuchsia metaphor becomes even more powerful.
How so?
Well, Walker talks about how the fuchsia, even though it looks delicate, has really strong roots.
Oh.
So it can handle harsh winds, heavy rains, stuff like that.
Like it's anchored.
Right, exactly. And he suggests that this woman, she also had strong roots.
So that helped her through tough times.
Exactly. He's saying that her upbringing, her values, the people she loved, those were her roots.
Oh, I like that.
And they helped her through the storms of life.
That's a really beautiful way to put it.
Thanks.
It really makes you think about, what our own roots are and where we get our strength from.
Yeah, totally.
So we've talked about resilience, but the source material also mentions love and ambition. What about her ambition?
Well, her ambition wasn't about, typical things like money or fame. It was more about staying true to herself.
Really?
Yeah. Pursuing her passions, making a difference. She really challenged expectations. It's like, think of a fuchsia growing somewhere
All
unexpected,
right.
defying the norm. That's kind of how she lived her life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So based on everything you said,
Yeah.
I'm picturing her as someone with a ton of energy and passion,
Yeah.
but also someone who's grounded
Right.
and strong, like that fuchsia.
I think that's a really great observation, honestly. I think that's what Walker's getting at. True beauty, it's not just what's on the outside, it's about having that inner strength too.
Yeah, like a balance, the
Yes.
vibrancy and the strength, just like the fuchsia.
Exactly.
It sounds like this book is so much more than just a biography. It's
Definitely.
like it could speak to anyone who's ever faced challenges or tried to find their own way.
You got it. The fuchsia, it's like a symbol.
Yeah.
It represents that resilience and beauty that we all have inside us.
I love that.
That's what makes this book so powerful. It's not just about her. It's about the human spirit.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
It makes me wonder what flower would represent you. Think about it.
Yeah. I have to think about that.
Check out Her Name is Fuchsia, and maybe you'll figure it out.
Okay.
And maybe you'll discover something about yourself along the way.
That's cool. I will.
All right, thanks for diving in with me today.
You're welcome.
Until next time.
Bye. Bye.